T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between evaluation and criticism. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
This is case 914, the Judgment Zone. You're the jury at 222-BUZZ. You call us up. You vote either jerk or justified. My brother told me about one of his friend's kid's birthday parties, 12, son. And he's been going to his, since the kid's been born. They're good friends. This year, the dad's like, hey, listen, instead of gift, it'd be appreciated, but instead we would prefer a donation. And I asked my brother, is this family member sick, or does this kid want to put it toward a good cause, rescue animals, something like that? No, the donation is to their vacation fund. So instead of a birthday gift, they prefer a donation to the vacation fund.
And this is the parents.
Yep, the parents.
Said it.
Yes, the parents.
Well,
yeah.
the people who made the invitation, right.
Well, if it makes a big difference.
I already know where you're going. You're going to say jerk. I already know you're going to say jerk.
Jerk or justified, call us.
The way you're setting it up.
If the kid, when you ask, hey, what do you want for your birthday? And the kid says, hey, contribute to mom and dad's vacation fund. That's different.
And you're assuming that didn't happen. You can't assume that. You can't assume that the kid doesn't want this for his birthday. I know people are going to think jerk off the bat, but jurors, I ask you to be open-minded about this because it's justified. You don't know this kid. You don't know that. What if his ultimate birthday gift, the top of his list, is I want to take my family on vacation? When kids want to start lemonade.
12-year-old says, you know what? I want to spoil my family, and I want to forfeit all my gifts and take the family on
the
vacation.
The same 12-year-old who forfeits going to the amusement park to set up a lemonade stand to raise money for charity. The same 12-year-old who, donates their time to help a classmate. The same, there's 12-year-olds out there like that. What if this 12-year-old's like that?
Okay. All right. Well, this 12-year-old, I would love to meet him. But this is not even a gift. Like, usually you get a gift and you're so excited that you have this gift that you want to use, play, do whatever with that gift immediately, right? Even if it's a gift card, like a mall gift card, you want to go to the mall the very next day and use it. He's not going to earn the money that he needs at his birthday party to all of a sudden book the family vacation. This is the let's watch this vacation fund grow. So the payoff to this birthday gift is not going to happen for a long time.
Well, you're also assuming that again. You're assuming that again.
He's going to make a couple grand in one birthday party as a 12-year-old.
It could be the tip. It could be the last few $100.
Okay.
To go on vacation.
My question, which we can't answer, does the kid even know that he's not getting any gifts?
No, you're swaying. You can't assume. You can't assume.
No, I'm just questioning. Yep.
Knowing children, being a parent, and knowing children, and you're right, this is kind of an assumption based on the kids that I know. Not one kid do I know. They just assume mom and dad's going to take care of vacation. When you went on vacation as a kid, did you really think through how much time it took your parents to raise the money for it or how much it cost? Nah, it's just vacation. It's expected when you're a kid.
What's the difference between this and your daughter who just had a birthday, Sandy?
Yeah.
Using her birthday money to buy Christmas gifts for the family.
She wouldn't do that.
But if she did something like that, would you call her? Would that be a jerk move to let her to do that? Let her do that? No, it's the same thing.
But I am not going to say, hey, Kanye, you're invited to my kid's birthday party, and that money, don't give her a gift. Give her money so we can put it to the Christmas fund. I mean, kids are selfish, and they have every right.
Maybe your kids, but not all kids.
There's selfishness in kids. We have to get rid of our selfishness when we grow up.
There's a new story every day about a kid doing something charitable.
They have kindness in them, but overall, they're just thinking about themselves.
Well, you can't assume either way. You have to agree there. You can't assume either way that it
wasn't. Can I talk in majorities? Because the majority of teenagers.
You can't assume that. This could be one of those kids that wants to take his family on vacation. That could be his birthday wish dream.
All right, let's reset this. 12-year-old boy's birthday party. The dad says, instead of gifts, we'd prefer a donation to the vacation fund. How do you vote? Jerk or justified? Sandy Waters?
I say it's jerk. It's not a birthday gift for the family. It's for the kid.
Kanye.
Say it's justified. Take your cynical adulthood mind out of this and think like a child, possibly.
Where are we going?
To the phones.
Okay.
Live calls.
All righty, right here. Hi to Buzz. How do you vote? Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
It's going to be a tough sell for you, my friend.
Yeah, it is going to be a tough sell because people are already jaded. People in our demographic, our listening audience, they're already jaded and think that these parents are out to steal their kids' money when that is not definitely the case.
In this demographic. Okay, so when you call up to be on the jury, if you could have your kid next to you and help be on the jury too. Mm. Is that what you're saying? Inviting the children
all
to be
I'm
on the
saying
jury
is
today?
That people, when these stories come up about these kids doing something selfless for their grandmother, these football players paying off their kid, their mama's houses and their dad's houses and their grandparents' houses or whatever, it's, oh, that's so sweet. That's so nice. How selfless of them. And you like and share that. But this kid can't possibly do something like that for his family?
Okay. How do you vote? Jerk or justified? 222 Buzz.
Good morning. That is a jerk move with a cap locks on the word jerk.
Why do we get so stressed out about this? We're spending the money anyway. What's the difference?
Yes, but the difference is I don't mind buying a gift for the individual child or the individual adult. I don't mind donating to somebody who has a health issue in the family or has a bad accident and needs help covering the medical bills. You want to go on vacation? That's you, all you, and only you. I can't go on vacation, and I'm going to fund yours? I don't think so.
You're the jury. Call us up. Jerk or justified?
It's like they say we prefer money to be. Is that they? It's his birthday. This is going to be the. I don't even have to say anything. I'm going to just say jerk, and then I'm just going to kick back, put my feet up on the desk over here, and just. Let the jury decide because this is the easiest case I'm going to win.
People need to be open-minded. I came from a family of 5 kids at the time when I was in the house, but now of 6. And for us to go on vacation would be impossible. It would be impossible to afford that with just my stepdad working. My mom was sick. So you don't know the family situation. You can't call them a jerk without knowing the situation. So I'd give them the benefit of the doubt. You don't know that. Everybody's birthday has led up to this. You don't know that every holiday has led up to this, and this is just part of the contribution. You don't know that there's maybe 4 other kids, or maybe they skipped a Christmas, and they're saving for a big family trip because that's their situation. You don't know that. Now, that could be the case. That could not be the case. But beyond reasonable doubt is how you're supposed to judge someone. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that that might be the situation, or maybe it's this kid's preference. I want for my birthday, mom and dad. Can we just? I don't want any gifts. I just want to go on vacation.
What
and the parents.
12-year-old would say that.
Okay. Okay. I think it's justified.
You want to take calls?
Sure.
Hi, the Buzz. How do you vote, jerk or justified?
That is a jerk move. There is no way that kid said, what I want for my birthday is to contribute to the vacation. There's no way that happens.
He gets to go on vacation. Maybe that he won't be able to get to go on. I don't understand why everybody's so hurt about this.
No. Look, this is his birthday. He gives his presents. Now, if it was so he could have spending money on vacation, I would understand that. But that's not what it is. This is ridiculous. No way. That is an absolute jerk move.
You people need to be more open-minded about this.
No. Those parents, it is their responsibility to take that kid on vacation and pay for that kid's vacation if they want to go on vacation. He shouldn't have to put it out of his birthday money to put them on vacation.
Did they say where the vacation is, or is this a staycation and it really goes to the mortgage?
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
That is some shady stuff
right now. It's not shady. It's transparent, and at least it's going to go to good use. Go ahead. Get him some dumb fire truck that he's never going to play with. Waste your money.
He's 12 years old. I'll probably get a video game. I mean, and he'll use the crap out of that. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, man. Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
You know, this is a total jerk move because if you think about it, our vacations are earned through a lot of hard work and self-sacrifice. So these people are totally jerks.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Easiest case I'm going to win. Hey. Easy peasy. This is Easy Street right here.
It's not over yet.
You don't even have one person on your side yet.
Got another call. Okay. It's you know how sometimes Judgment Zone, all of a sudden the tide turns and it goes in a different direction?
Nah, there's no tide turning.
All right. No. Okay, let's see. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. So
good
the
morning.
Hi. So 12-year-old boy, birthday, says, nope. The dad's like, no, instead of gifts, we'd prefer donation or a vacation fund. Jerk or justified?
I feel that if there's only one situation that this is justified. If they are going to Disney World, and that kid needs some money for Disney World to go into the stores and to have treats along the way.
Right. We're all assuming the worst, right? We're assuming the worst in this one line on this invitation, this general. What are they going to put? A disclosure on the back? Just so you know, this is going to spending money.
Now, he said he verbally said, gifts are appreciated, but money, we want money for the vacation fund without any specification. So without knowing if it is the play money for Disney, you have to decide jerk or justified.
Which one?
Oh, boy. I think it's justified. Give him a credit card.
You
give
got
a Visa credit card.
Are you kidding me?
I'll
As
take
a 12-year-old.
He doesn't have money for his vacation.
Yeah.
And he wants to buy his own thing. He doesn't want his parents to be, you know, totally in charge of all the payments.
Right. When you were 12, you were worried about your mom's credit card bill?
Yeah.
My parents didn't have credit card bills, and I started working at the age of 12, so I had my own money to spend on things I wanted.
You're assuming everybody's fine and dandy and the parents are cheap. That you're assuming the worst in people, and that's what's wrong with this country.
I'm just pragmatically thinking about this. As a 12-year-old, they're not thinking about, let me help mom pay
for a 12-year-old in your tax bracket. That's what you're thinking
about. No, I grew up where we didn't go on vacations. We took the conversion van and drove to Jersey. We didn't. We
and
couldn't
no
afford
vacation.
Big Disney trips. We couldn't afford
camping.
That either.
We went camping as our vacations as a child.
Yeah.
But it was fun to have my own money that I worked hard for to be able to put over the counter. To pay for that piece
yeah,
of candy.
So then I would ask for money for my birthday. I would not ask for the money to go to my parents so they can fundraise for the vacation.
Does it say on the invitation that money is going to the parents?
You're assuming. It's
the
vacation fund. And that's fluid, that phrase.
Yeah. I want the money not to go to my sisters. I want the money to go to me.
Now you're being selfish.
I want cash.
You're a selfish jerk.
No, I'm thinking like a typical teenager.
I'm saying is the same parents who go, well, my kids should do chores. I provide the house. It's a team effort. We all come together as a family to make this a well-oiled machine. The same parents who say that are saying that we can't be a well-oiled machine to fund stuff like vacations and be a part of that team to all
this
celebrate together.
This is your
together.
Birthday. This is your out of the entire
talking out of
year.
Both sides of your mouth.
Okay, guys. Jury. More jury here on The Buzz. 222-2899. Jerk or justified?
Justified.
There we go.
Okay,
let's get another one. Get some Disney songs
here. See, I told you. Sometimes tides turn. Hi, The Buzz.
The storm surge of jerks are going to
come on, baby.
The Buzz. Yeah. Jerk or justified?
Hi,
jerk or justified?
I'm going to say this is a jerk move.
Yeah, we're done.
Love it.
Jerk wins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.